You know what tomorrow is, right? Tomorrow is the big Republican debate. Okay? Now, I want to kind of put this in a nutshell real quick, because then I wanted to talk about my favorite name, the little soccer boy in the bubble. I added the soccer boy. I heard it on a Fox show the other day. I told you yesterday, somebody said Marco Rubio reminded them of a little high school boy, a little Cuban high school boy who plays soccer. You know what we got to do? I wish I had an art department. I don't have an art department. I need an art department. I'd like to get one of those, what do they call them, memes? Well, I say it wrong. A meme? I want to get a meme where I could put Marco Rubio's head on a soccer player's body. That's what I want to do. I had an art department, I would. I just don't. I don't have an art department. But I wish I did. Okay, so Saturday's the debate. Now, I want to make sure, I want to see if I'm going to be right in my prediction. Okay, I want to see if I'm going to be right with what my concept would be as far as outcomes. Okay? As far as outcomes. Remember the Rubik's Cube concept that I had. The Rubik's Cube concept. And the fact that Trump not going to the last debate would put their ratings in the crap house, and they would do less ratings than they did the last time they had a debate with Trump, which was true. And I said, now when Trump goes to the next debate, those ratings are going to go through the roof because people will have missed him on this debate, and so much drama involving this debate and leading up to the next debate will force people to really tune in, and the fact that it's on ABC and not cable is going to get bigger ratings also. So my prediction, 25 million. It's my prediction. 25 million for the Republican debate tomorrow. Let's see if I'm right. Let's see if I'm right. You got to give me a margin of error of 5 or 6 million. Well, when they do the polling, they do a margin of error of 4 or 5. Yeah, you got to give me it. People are looking at me. No, you got to give me the margin of error. Margin of error, 4 or 5. So if it hits 19 million, I hit it. Okay? I'm saying 25 million. That's what I'm saying tomorrow. 25 million. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You got to look for firing squad. And now we've used that word before, but you got to look for a firing squad to circle the little soccer player. Because right now, the polls that just came out, and I know people are going to say poll schmoles. The polls that came out for Iowa had Trump in the lead by 4 or 5. But listen, again, we've had this conversation on Iowa before. A, Trump was never ahead in those polls. Never, ever ahead in those polls until that final week. Okay? Till that final week. He was never ahead in those polls. Ted Cruz was always ahead. All right? The religious community organizer was always ahead. It wasn't until that final week that the polls showed Trump ahead. And then you had the controversy with Fox. You had Trump not going to the debate. And then you had the Ben Carson situation. Add all of that up. Trump, who was up by 4, winds up losing by 4. So you say poll schmalls. But the new polls that just came out, the New Hampshire polls, still have Trump up by anywhere between 10 and 15 points. Depending on what poll, whether it's a CNN or an NBC Monmouth. So if you even say, well, you had a 5 to 7 point swing in the Iowa poll, what if the same thing happens in New Hampshire? Well, if the same thing happens, you now have Trump winning a close race. Because being up by 10, 15, 16 points, even with a 7 or 8 point swing, you still win. And I suspect tomorrow's debate is going to be insane. Going to be insane. So the new polls that just came out have Trump in first, Rubio in second, Cruz in third, and Kasich in fourth. But Kasich's not far from Cruz. And let's face it, I said before, all Ted Cruz is the 2016 version of Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum. Because let's face it, if Ted Cruz comes in fourth place in New Hampshire, he's on the exact path. He's on the exact path. And the notion from my conservative friends like Mark Levin, who try to put out that the reason we have not won the White House is because we have not put a true conservative. We have not ran a true conservative. It's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. Because the country is not made up of Iowa evangelicals. Okay? The country is not made up of individuals clutch a Bible and actually cry while they're listening to Ted Cruz talk. That's not America. I'm sorry, conservatives. I know this is edgy for a conservative talk show, a Republican talk show, to say. Because the gimmick, rather you listen to Michael Medved, or you listen to Hugh Hewitt, the gimmick is supposed to be Jesus. It's like a politician plays to their base. The talk shows, we're supposed to play to our base. We're supposed to play to that base. I get it, but I can't. That's why our show is different. That's why our conservative talk show is different. I don't fit that traditional norm. I don't sit there and go, "Well, I got to be a holy roller." No. You want to practice your faith? God bless you. Go for it. But I'm not going to endorse voting with your Bible. I'm not going to look at somebody clutching their Bible and they're weeping while Ted Cruz is talking in a little library in Iowa. That person is not a reflection of our country. It's just not. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not a reflection of our country. And Ted Cruz winning Iowa, like I said days ago, it is not reflective of, oh, what could Ted Cruz do in the rest? No, it's not. Really, New Hampshire is. What can Ted Cruz do in New Hampshire? Ted Cruz can't get fourth. If he can't do better than fourth, if he can't do better than third, how the hell is Ted Cruz going to win Florida? Seriously, how is he going to win Pennsylvania? How is he going to win Ohio? Oh, Ohio is not full of holy rollers. Pennsylvania is not full of holy rollers. Sure, these states got, you know, their population of people who love Bible preaching. We're going to lose the live audience. You guys have been great. Keep going with us and download us. We'll see you next week. All right, let me keep going. Sure, these states got holy rollers, but they're a very small section. Very small section. So if Ted Cruz doesn't get anywhere in New Hampshire, how can my conservative friends still have this delusion that he should be our nominee because he will turn out the vote? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. So you're going to see a circular firing squad on the little soccer player. Because the little soccer player has been anointed the establishment's choice. He's been anointed the Cuban Obama. He is. He's the Cuban Obama. He is. He's the Cuban Obama. He's the first term senator who's accomplished absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Has no experience dealing with anything. Literally nothing. And I said this yesterday. Everything that we criticized Obama for being, Marco Rubio is. Do you want a commander-in-chief who's ready to lead on day one? Do you want a commander-in-chief who's ready to lead on day one? Being the president is not on-job training. That's what he used to say. And Rubio is that Obama. But that Republican hierarchy, they're looking at him as the guy that can bring the White House back to the Republicans. And I don't believe it. Do not believe it. Republicans will get the same argument thrown on them that they used against Obama. And just remember, Republicans don't control the media. The Republicans don't have state-run media. All they got is Fox News. All they got is 3 hours a night and a couple websites. That's it. So ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post, website after website after website, experienced, little soccer boy, Marco Rubio. Who doesn't have a clue what is going on. Who has one of the worst attendance record, one of the worst attendance records. And who basically said, what, 4 or 5 months ago? You know why my attendance record's bad? Because I'm done with the Senate. I gave up. Can't get anything done. It's dysfunctional. Instead of resigning, remember, if he resigned, the governor would just appoint. So Rubio's getting blasted. Because if it ends like this, one, Rubio two, Cruz third, and Kasich fourth, Bush is out, Christie's out. Who else is up there? Carson's out. Gone. Gone. Absolutely gone. They know with Trump lead, going after Trump would be futile. They know that. If you're polling at 10, 9, trying to go after someone that's polling at 30 is ridiculous. But going after somebody that's polling at 16, at 13, and you're at 9, now that's doable. That's workable. You have a shot at taking that person out. So Rubio's going to get blasted. And it's funny because, you know, a report came out yesterday. And I love when these reports come out. And I've said this before about Dems. I've said this before about Republic. I've said this before about a lot of these people. When things come out and it kind of, I guess, in a open environment, proves what somebody said for months and months and months and months, but people kind of dismissed it because, oh, well, where's your proof? And I'm not talking about, you know, affairs or things of that nature, but relationships between networks and individuals. Oh, where's the proof? Like I've said before, people go to prison for life on circumstantial evidence. People go to prison for life and they don't have a murder weapon. They don't have blood in the car. In politics, you have so many dots that get connected. And people go, oh, wow, where's the smoking gun? Where? And this is even more evident. You got to remember something, you guys. When we talk about illegal immigration, and people blame the Dems for not passing who are going along with Republicans on a bill to fix the situation. But as much as it's Democrats' fault, it's equally Republicans' fault, because you have a plethora of Republicans that don't want our borders secure. They don't want illegal immigration fixed because they make money from it. Remember, I've said this before. You all think that Fox is this big, bad conservative beast, but they're not. They're not. They have a channel called Fox News. And on that channel, they have some hosts that have talk shows that have a conservative slant. That's it. Other than that, every other entity that Rupert Murdoch owns is liberal propaganda. His movie studio, his networks, Fox, FX, they're all liberal propaganda tools. They make millions of dollars, billions of dollars with illegals. They make billions of dollars importing cheap labor with work visas, with these H-1 visas, H-2 visas, H-9 visas, H-88 visas. Rupert Murdoch is part of a lobbying group that is for open borders. So, you know, these Republicans don't want illegal immigration fixed. So ultimately, you have Fox Murdoch, so forth and so on, supporting Rubio. And when the information came out last night in this National Journal, people are like, aha, but come on. Come on. Like, geez, guys, everybody's known about the Rubio Fox connection. So what came out was Frank Luntz. Y'all remember Frank Luntz? He's got the whole focus group company. Remember he had the big dust-up with Trump? Because, was it the first Republican debate? Was it the first Republican debate? Frank Luntz had a focus group that said Trump is bad, he's horrible, he did bad. And Luntz and Trump got into a beef, and Trump said, listen, Frank Luntz did that because I wouldn't hire him. That's why. I wouldn't hire him. So he got mad that I wouldn't hire him. And people basically scoffed at that. Oh, Donald Trump is over. Well, duh. If you hire Frank Luntz, if you do business with Frank Luntz, if you put money in Frank Luntz's pocket, he's not going to hurt you. He's going to put you over. He's going to say nice things about you. He's going to make you successful. Because if you're successful, you'll pay him more. If you're not giving him money, why would he have any motivation to help you? Why would he have any motivation to see you succeed? That's the whole thing with Trump's campaign. Why you see people in the establishment, rather it's Fox, rather it's Levin, whoever. Because Trump is not putting money in their pockets. Remember, Marco Rubio has people on his staff that work for Fox. You got this Brooke Salmon, who's the daughter of Fox News vice president, and Washington managing editor Bill Salmon. There's a connection. Ted Cruz employs Mark Levin's wife's son, or his soon-to-be wife, his fiancé's son. There's a connection. Marco Rubio paid Frank Luntz hundreds of thousands of dollars to help him promote a book. That was in the National Journal. He paid Frank Luntz hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think $345,000 total. And of course, after this last debate, Frank Luntz put together a panel, and that entire panel said Marco Rubio won. Marco Rubio did great. Marco Rubio was the star. No one else agreed. No one else agreed. Or some people agreed. But Frank Luntz and his focus group, guess what? They said he was the best. Rather it's Megyn Kelly, rather it's Sean Hannity. The gushing, the love affair of Marco Rubio is downright creepy. When Megyn Kelly gets done talking with Marco Rubio, I bet you she's sticking to that chair. She has lust in her eyes when she's talking to Marco Rubio. Oh, my gosh, you did so good, and in your speech. And, you were so good. It's money. It's money. It's money. So Rubio has Fox News employees, Fox News associates. Rubio's got everybody. He's got bosses, kids working for him, throwing Frank Luntz hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And now everybody's like, see? It's like, really? I think Donald Trump talked about this 7 months ago. Donald Trump, it's like a lot of these things come out and people forget Trump told us. Remember when he did the Lindsey Graham bit? Remember when Lindsey Graham came out? Oh, Donald Trump is dangerous, Dodger. Donald Trump said, guys, do you understand this is a man who would call me up for contribution? This is a guy that would beg me to get him on Fox and Friends. Ladies and gentlemen, this is his number. Here it is. Blah, 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 blah. Rand Paul, Donald Trump. Yeah. Donald Trump goes, really, Rand? When we're playing golf and you're asking me to donate to your ophthalmology center, whatever the hell it is. Really? Was I bad then? Nikki Haley, Donald Trump is a, really, Nikki, am I bad when you're in my office begging for money? When these things come out, the relationship with Rubio and the Brooke Salmon and the Bill Salmon, the Frank Luntz, people are like, oh, there it is, oh my God. Yeah, well, Trump already told us. Ted Cruz, Mark Levin's steps. Yeah. What do you think? Mark Levin's just, Ted Cruz, he's doing for a reason. What's the reason? Marco Rubio is he's not the best hope. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry. He's pro open border. He's in the bag for big donor after big donor. Rather, it's Paul Singer, Sheldon Adelson. The list goes on and on. And this debate, Marco Rubio's going to get blasted. He's going to get blasted. This debate's going to be good. And Marco Rubio's going down. Remember that. Remember what